This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Say What with Steph.
Yes, it is. You know the game Say What with Steph. I go around the Las Vegas Valley, interview some kids, and they come up with pretty funny responses. And last week, it was career day at Rose Warren Elementary School, and I stopped by, talked to them about radio, and I interviewed 4 different kids, about 5th grade. Just to paint the picture. So instead of asking them random questions, I actually wanted to see if they could finish the quote to popular and familiar quotes.
So we're changing it up a little bit here on Say What with Steph. So instead of us trying to guess their answers, we're going to predict whether or not they are able to finish the popular saying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All so
right.
Before we start, we got to start off with, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
All right, let's start with Mercedes here. We're going to introduce you to the first kid, and I want you to predict if you think they will finish this popular quote.
My name is Lila Guy, and I'm 10 years old.
Who is your favorite singer?
Alec Benjamin.
Okay, let's finish the sentence. I brought you into this world.
Oh, I think Lila sounds very mature. I think she's going to get this one. I definitely think she knows. I'm going to, what is it again?
I brought you into this world.
I can take you out of it. I think she's going to get it.
All right. What does Lila say?
I brought you into this world.
I don't know why, but I did.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm going to start saying that. I brought you into this world. I don't know why, but I did.
Okay, let's continue.
Oh, okay, I got that wrong.
So, Mercedes, you kind of know where Lila's going. Let's continue with you and Lila.
Okay.
Here is quote number 2.
I love you, but...
Oh, what's... Oh, but I don't like you?
Yes.
Is that the quote? Oh,
okay.
I love you, but I don't like you right now. I'm going to say Lila does not know how that quote ends.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
No. Lila says,
I love you, but
sometimes you can be weird.
Okay. She's funny.
I like
funny
her
kid.
Personality. She's
right?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to kid number 2. I'm going to go with Shiloh and Ramon. This is Shiloh. I want you to introduce him to you.
My name is Shiloh Harbaugh and I'm 10.
Who is your favorite singer?
Bruno Mars.
Now we're going to finish the answers, okay?
Okay.
I brought you into this world.
I'm going to go no. I feel like some of these quotes are old school and they might be outdated.
Okay, let's see what Shiloh says.
I brought you into this world.
For fun.
Just for fun.
I love their takes on things or how they think they're going to end. And theirs are way better than the original.
Right? Okay, let's go with Shiloh again with you, Ramon.
Okay.
Quote number two.
Children should be seen.
Oh, do you even know that one, Ramon?
Not heard.
Yes, something like that. Wow.
Okay.
See, look, old school, right? Even now, I was questioning myself. But yeah, again, no. There's Bruno Mars. No, I'm gonna say no.
Because he likes Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't like it. Okay, let's see what Shiloh says.
Children should be seen.
Crazy.
That's way better.
Agree, yes. Shiloh.
You know, he's not wrong here.
You are. Sometimes you guys can be a little crazy.
Okay, kid number three, Mercedes, this is Juan.
Okay.
My name is Juan, and I'm 11 years old.
Who is your favorite singer?
Bruno Mars.
Oh. All right, finish the sentence. I brought you into this world.
I like Juan right off the bat. He just sounds very assertive. I'm going to say Juan does know the answer to that.
Okay, Juan.
I brought you into this world
from a lake.
From a lake?
They fished them out?
I don't know where these kids come up with these things. So.
Imagination is key, kids.
Okay,
I was wrong on that one.
That's okay. We're going to continue with Juan with you, Mercedes. Here is quote number two with Juan.
You'll understand when.
You'll understand when you're older?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, even I didn't know that one. Okay. No, I don't think Juan's going to know that one.
Let's see what Juan says.
You'll understand when
you go to a lake.
Oh, my gosh, those are the lakes.
I don't know, Juan, what he's thinking.
Is that like a secret code for something? Are they selling? Are they saying something that we are like not knowing?
Oh, my God.
You know how they have like their secret language? Seriously.
Have secret languages and like maybe a lake is something that we don't know?
Yeah, like ballerina cappuccino, this like brain rot stuff.
Yes.
Like there may be something that they're trying to tell us here, but who knows?
I don't know that one. Okay, let's finish up with last kid. Ramon, here is Gonzalo.
My name is Gonzalo. My age is 11. My favorite singer is Tyler, the Creator.
Finish the sentence, okay?
Okay.
Children should be seen and...
I'm going to go yes. He has very good energy.
He's cool.
Yeah,
like
he came
him.
In loud. I'm going to go yes. He knows this.
Okay, Gonzalo.
Children should be seen and
respected.
Look at him.
Snap. Gonzalo, this is your next president of the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Respected.
I love it. Even though that's not the quote, I mean, he's not wrong.
Let's change it to that.
All right, Ramon, here's last for Gonzalo.
I love you, but...
I feel like he's had his heart broken before by a girl, so he knows this.
Okay, what does Gonzalo have to say?
I love you, but you're kind of crazy.
Oh, no, they're crazy. So much for respect.
So fun. I like this version of it where we give them the popular quotes and see what their take is. It's a nice peek into what generation is this? This is Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
It's a great peek into their brains here.
Maybe next time we do famous movie lines.
Oh, yeah.
See if they know them.
Like, I think we're going to need a bigger and then see what they say.
Lake.
Which isn't wrong.
We do need a bigger lake.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.